A group of senior executives are saving agencies and taxpayers over $36 billion. The Senior Executives Association's honoring these career feds who are excelling at their jobs. And the president of the SEA, Carol Bonacero, is here to tell me about them. Carol, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure as always.
I guess the most important question for half of the audience listening to this and thinking about the SEA banquet is, are you buying a new dress for this?
Can I tell you the truth? No.
Okay. Well, the 26th annual SEA banquet is where you're going to honor these people. And talk about some of the folks who will be getting recognized at this event, some of the folks who have been nominated for these awards.
Well, actually, I can't tell you specifically who they are because they will be announced that evening.
Sure.
But I can tell you that over the years as we've been doing this, it never ceases to amaze me the astonishing things they've done. I mean, we have had executives who have won Nobel Prizes, who have flown the piloted the space shuttle, who have just done astonishing things. And, you know, this award is only given to 1%, a maximum of 1% of this career senior executive service. So we're talking about approximately a maximum of 60 people a year. And so it's obviously a very rigorous selection process, needless to say. But I can tell you that we've had everyone from, for example, last year we had a fellow who did pioneering research that saved, believe it or not, the papaya crop in Hawaii. And that is a huge export of theirs. We've had executives who have led presidential transitions, who have invented just amazing things, sensors for infrared imaging and that have now been used in cancer diagnostics, negotiating claims agreements and directing a retail internet site with sales of over $17 billion in securities. I mean, they're just amazing people.
There really are so many success stories that you hear about, and especially at a time where the ranks of federal employees, especially the general public's thoughts about what career public employees are doing is maybe not as good as it could be. To hear stories like this, you think this is a terrific opportunity to, if we could get these stories out to people, they would have a fuller understanding of what's going on in the federal government.
You know, that has been my wish for years and years. You know, I always think of Parade Magazine and think if we could just get a few of these people in there and the American public could understand what these executives accomplish. I mean, I think they'd be amazed. And I was talking to a reporter once who said, you know, government so often, you have examples of let's sweep the problems or mistakes under the rug. And he said it's amazing to him that the government just wouldn't be crowing about people like this and what they've accomplished. And it's just amazing. I read their nominations every year and it just, it never ceases to amaze me.
Well, I will look forward with bated breath to finding out who wins on the 28th. Coming up on Thursday night, and I appreciate you coming on to talk to me about the banquet, Carol.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I just have to end with one more for you. The fellow who was honored 2 years ago shared the 2006 Nobel Prize in Physics, and Stephen Hawking called what he did the greatest discovery of the century, if not of all time. So I will leave you with that thought.
That's a great.